Brendan, a great performance, but I imagine just when not to get over the line when you get the front, midway through the last quarter.
Yeah, I think this time last year when we played Adelaide, it was a 10-goal loss, so it shows our supporters, but also shows, most importantly, our playing group, that they're really bridging the gap on some softs over the last 18 months. And that's huge growth. And you're right, we've been, aside from our wins, some of our losses, I reckon about four of them, we've been in front in the last quarter. So, yeah, it shows that we're bridging the gap, but it also shows that you need to be in those scenarios for the next step of growth. So we'll be able to look at that last quarter really, really strongly and see what worked, what didn't, both as an individual and as a team. So that's a good learning opportunity for us.
Anything, I suppose, any features at the moment that sort of stand out for you once after the
funding? Yeah, they're not big things. They are accumulation of little things, misconnection with a footy, maybe not taking ground under pressure when required, missed tackle. They're all the little things, and I think that's what it is in high performance, accumulation of little things. So our players understand that, but you sometimes just got to live it to really appreciate it. And we'll do that. We'll go and have a good look at it.
You say you live it to appreciate these really losses you have, in a sense, have to have to learn and grow.
Well, you don't want to have any.
Yeah.
No. You don't want to have any loss. But when you're when you get into those positions, what I'm saying is they provide a great learning opportunity for future times that when you're in them. We've had three or four of them this year, so I'm sure our players will be determined to keep working at it. We've also been in it and won them as well. Yeah.
What was your message at quarter time? Things really seem to change up for you after that?
Oh, there's many messages at a quarter time break, but I thought in the back end of that quarter we just started to press and get the game played in our half a little bit more. There was varying reasons. We tried to use the ball in moments where I thought we could just take control of the game with the ball. And also, we turned some balls over coming out of D50, which we shouldn't, and they'd come back at us and scored. So there was many things in that first quarter.
Yeah. This is much about slowing down the tempo a bit in those last 10 minutes.
Sorry?
Slowing down the tempo, was that big part of it?
Slow down the tempo? No, it depends on the where you are in the game and where the numbers are and whether or not you slow down the tempo. We just made some decisions with the ball, which we probably don't need to. One, we turn some over going out of D50. Sometimes we kick the ball inside 50 to their out number. So they're the things I'm talking about, yeah.
A few injuries in the last quarter, Brendan, from Caleb Marsh, Lachlan Plowman, Jacob Weering. Can you tell us anything about those ones?
I think they're all okay. Yeah. I haven't been given a message that they won't be right, so I would have thought they're all right. Just saw bodies. You get that in those sort of games. A lot of stoppages, a lot of turnovers.
Yeah. Heard you, Cripps did some good things when he went up four and getting that Mark Jack leader at one stage.
Yeah.
Is there the scope to play him a little bit more forward? Is it, I mean, he's a big boy,